You're involved in kendo, which, as I just said, a traditional Japanese martial art based on samurai fencing.
Yes.
And you have brought in some of your amazing equipment. I actually put on the helmet, which was crazy in itself. And you've got this amazingly big, long wooden sword
thing. We call it a shinai.
Okay,
you can basically think about it like a bamboo cricket bat, basically.
Love it. And so tell me a little bit about the sport.
Sure. Well, look, kendo, as you said, is a traditional Japanese martial art. It's based on samurai fencing. So it's full contact. We use full armour, slightly Darth Vader-ish.
I love it.
We use the shinai, which is it's basically four bamboo slats strung together to form a sword. So when sword hits armour, it bends, and it's supremely engineered, so you can go full contact, but you generally don't feel a thing.
You don't feel a thing?
No, not really. I mean, if they miss, yes, but that's rare.
The cool thing about all of this is that Tasmania's just been given the go-ahead to host the 2021 Australian Kendo Championships.
Yes.
How exciting's that?
Oh, look, it's thrilling. So we've got nearly a 50-year history of Australian Kendo Championships, and never in that time have Hobart been given the gong. So 2021 is going to be a very exciting year.
So are we going to see a lot of like Darth Vader types walking around town?
Oh, I hope so. So if you watch kendo, and I encourage everybody to get on YouTube and watch some slow motion kendo, it's fantastic. But the shinai or the sword actually bends around the target. What we do is we're wearing a full gi and hakama, which is the traditional Japanese dress. We're wearing a full men, which is a grilled helmet, essentially with a futon over the shoulders to protect you. We wear a chest protector called a dor, a kind of hip protector called a tare. And then we wear kote, which are gauntlets covering your hands and up to kind of midway up your forearms. The aim is to hit those targets. The other key thing about it is that it's noisy. So you hit a target, you also have to yell out the target. So if you hit the men, which is the head, you have to go, men! And you have to stomp at the same time. So it's very noisy. It's very energetic. You will work up a sweat. But all in all, it's grounded in the traditions of Japanese sword practices. It is fast. It is energetic, but it's not really about speed. It's about timing. So when you have the privilege to go and train in Japan, you will be absolutely dominated by a 90-year-old chap who, you know, needs help to get out onto the floor. Definitely the Yoda principle applies.